protection. We all need it. It's physical as well as psychological, this need. And as the world becomes more and more unhinged, we here at the Distract and Disable program have your back. We believe that it is important to feel in control of any situation. This can be accomplished in several ways. And while there are many products on the market that allow one to purchase this protection, we hate spending money, especially if it's ours, which is why we endorse Mind Control. And the best thing about Mind Control, besides how great it works, is that it is absolutely free. Let's say you are in a situation where you need to throw someone across a room. Simple. Use your mind. You don't need expensive weapons systems or a soaring payroll filled with bodyguards and mercenaries. Why, the health insurance alone would bankrupt you in the first month. Just concentrate. Think about it. Your mind versus the enemy's body. What could be simpler? Sure, it takes some practice, but once you understand how to use these techniques, you will be mentally butt-kicking whoever is asking for it all over the place and then some. You can also use your mind to disappear. And if you get really good at it, you can even vacation while your body sits at home or at work going through the motions, just like normal. Your boss will never know you are in the Caribbean when your body shows up every day to work and gets all that paperwork done. Heck, you might even get a raise, a promotion, or both. So, don't let those pesky government contractors hard sell you some complicated, overpriced, and underperforming missile guidance system. Take matters into your own hands and concentrate. Concentrate on what you need to do and where you want to be. The rest will just recede into the distance, leaving you on top of the pyramid with a laser shooting out of your third eye, laying waste to all those who try to stop you. It's quite invigorating if you think about it. Try my mind control to death.
Battle Management and Control Unit, BMC. Detection and Tracking Radar. And launchers, each equipped with 20 lethal interceptors. The system is mobile, deployment is rapid, and maintenance is simple and user-friendly. A single launcher protects the area of a medium-sized city or strategic installations. The system can protect stationary or mobile forces against short and medium-range threats. The radar detects and tracks the threat. The data is transferred to the BMC and to the launcher, and from launcher to interceptor. The interceptor seeker achieves very accurate end-game homing. Fully linked to other command and control systems in the arena, exchanges data with other sensors to maximize its combat efficiency and avoid fratricide. The system estimates the tracked threat's points of impact and selects to intercept only those that will fall in the protected area. This prevents unnecessary launches against non-threatening targets and makes a very cost-effective system. The innovative system has proven its capability to detect and home in on small targets flying at high speed and over a large area, even in severe weather conditions. Operates automatically, day and night. The system intercepts all short and medium range threats and destroys them safely outside the protected area. The detonation of the Revolutionary Interceptor warhead is precisely timed to ensure destruction of the incoming threat's warhead. At an unprecedented pace, Bell has developed the first of its kind and only operational system in the world for the interception of a wide range of short and medium range rocket and artillery threats. Is a very cost-effective system, selecting out of multiple threats and concentrated salvos only those threats that endanger the protected area. Groundbreaking technological innovation to eliminate the threat of rockets and artillery and to provide civilians and armed forces with the security they need and deserve.
Hey guys, it's me, Kelly. I'm going to do a little bit of a reckless video today, and I'm going to teach you something that you need to be really, really careful with. I'm going to teach you how to push a person with energy without even touching them. Now, of course, I need to caution you about this. You don't need to go around recklessly pushing people and doing things maliciously, because there is whatever term you want to put to it, whether it's karma or just desserts, whatever you put out there, you will get back, and sometimes worse than you put out there. So I would I have firsthand knowledge of doing this, because as I learned things, I tried to use them on people because it was fun, and it really backfired and I hurt myself pretty bad. So I want to caution you, not just because it's wrong to go mess with people, but because you're going to hurt yourself if you go and do this maliciously. You can do it with a willing subject, someone who allows you to do it to them. And you can also use it as self-defense, and that's mainly why I want to teach you how to push people. Now, this is not pushing objects or moving objects with your mind. I will do another video on that, on how to move objects. You want to start with the smaller objects to move at first and move up to the bigger ones. I'll teach that on another video, but today I'll teach you how to push something that has an aura. I'll put it that way, something that's alive, whether it is animals or people. And here goes. This is how you do it. You take your hand and everything happens out of your hand. And you remember on the last videos on how to see auras and how to see entities, truly everything is your imagination. What you imagine is. Whatever you imagine exists and it is reality. So if you imagine something and you're really good at imagining, it will actually manifest itself. If you're not good at imagining, it's going to be a little tougher for you guys that don't have creative imaginations. But those of you that daydream all day, this is going to be really easy for you. Take your right hand, because right hand is a giving. Left hand is receiving. Anytime you want to give energy or push, you use your right hand. If you want to pull something or someone towards you, you use your left hand. I'm not teaching you how to pull today. I'm going to teach you how to push. So you use your right hand to push. And out of your hand, and this is where you need to do the visualizing. Go ahead and meditate and try this ahead of time, because you're going to get all flustered when you're trying to do it on a person. You're going to do everything wrong. So practice this first before you try it on a person and visualize this so you get used to visualizing it. You take your hand and you visualize rods of many colors, almost like you took a bunch of dowel rods and put them from your hands. Or let's say a beam of light is another way, just a perfectly round, long beam of light, only it's a cluster of lights going in one direction and they're multiple colors. You want every color of the rainbow plus more if you know other colors. If you can see into other dimensions, then you're able to visualize and imagine other colors that do not exist here on this earth. If you have those colors available in your imagination, use them too in this process. It will help you to push harder. So you take your hand, put it towards the person, and you visualize these rods or beams of light coming from your hand, and you visualize them pushing that person, pushing them down, pushing them over. Just visualize them pushing them, and guess what? You will push them. At first it might be difficult and they might only feel just a slight push. As you practice this, just like seeing the auras and seeing entities, you will get better and better and better. I have a friend who, I just learned to do this. My daughter actually did it, and then she, exactly what I just described to you, she described how she did it to me. So then I did it, and I was able to push her, and I pushed another person by doing it gently. I didn't push them over. I just pushed them kind of gently, and because I hadn't practiced it for very long. So I was telling my psychic friend, who I hear the phone in there ringing, we're about to go to lunch. I told my psychic friend, hey, I could push people, and he's really cool about it. He doesn't make fun of me or treat me like a baby, a psychic baby. But he's been doing this for years and years. And I told him, this is how you do it. You know, let me do it to you. And I did it. And he said he could feel it. He was sitting down, so I didn't push him over. But he said that he could feel it. And it was very interesting. He'd never described the way to do it to people. And he said that's pretty much the way that he does it. So he said, okay, now let me push you. I wasn't ready for this. Holy crap. So he took his hand and he went like that, and I started being pushed backwards. I almost fell backwards, so I started walking backwards so I would not fall. We were outside and I was about 5 feet away from the house. He pushed me and I went into the brick of the house, and I was plastered against the house and could not move. And he put his hand down, and I continued to be stuck to the wall, and I could not move. And I was like, holy crap. And then he laughed. And he said it might take a minute or two, because his energy is very strong. He said it might take a minute or two for the energy to stop pushing you against the house. And so I'm like, okay. I was stuck to the house for another couple minutes. Then it was kind of like, oh. I could feel it when the energy stopped. I almost fell forward because I'd been trying to get off of the house for about 2 minutes. And so I almost fell forward when it was through. So that is how you push people. Practice, 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 because it will work. You can do it. Try it with animals. Animals, if they're just kind of laying there on the floor and you do it to an animal, you might not slide them across the floor at first when you're not really good at it, but they may kind of like look around like, what are you doing to me? Because animals are psychic. Animals can see into this unseen world that I'm teaching you to see into, and they can feel these emotions and energies and things like that. So animals are kind of fun. Just don't be mean to them. Be nice to the animals. Love them. But that's how you push people, is you just get beams of light, multicolors. You know, each beam is its own individual light coming from your hand and pushing that person. That's how you push people and animals and things that are living. And I may or may not do a video soon on how to move objects with your mind, because I want to see what you guys do with this ability. If you go out and hurt people and I get comments back, hey, you taught someone to push and they pushed me down the stairs, then I'm definitely not going to do the other video on how to move stuff with your mind. So put in the comments what the results were for you, if any, and let me know how it goes. So good luck to you, and I will see you on the next video. Bye. Thank you.
He's letting all the air out.
Are you getting a good?
Come here, you hoe.
There you go.
Thank you.
So I learned about a year ago how to leave my body and travel around in what many call astral form. Whether it's your spirit, your soul, or some aspect of your consciousness, it doesn't matter. But I was going to tell you how I did it and how you might also be able to do it. I actually figured out how to do it on accident. I simply went to bed, took a nap in the middle of the day. I think it was about 2 o'clock. And when I fell asleep, a part of my psyche, if you will, remained conscious. And when I was in that state, it was somewhere between being completely asleep and falling asleep. I realized that I had the ability to pull away from my body. And it was actually kind of hard to do. There was a lot of vibrations going on, this electrical feeling, and it hurt a little bit. But I actually pulled out of my body and walked down out of this room. I was actually in this room, out of the room, and out of this door. You can see here. Then I woke up. And I was pretty amazed, and after I did that, I started trying to do it every day, and it was crazy. Every single day, I was able to at least play with it a little bit. I would always get to that point to where I knew that I was asleep and that I could come out of my body. But I'll talk about my experiences with astral travel and out-of-body experiences, what I've done, my stories, later. First, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. And I don't know if this is just my experience, but I think that meditation was something that helped me finally gain this ability. I'd been meditating for months, maybe even a whole year before I had this ability. Meditation helps you to get to know your brain and your mind and your soul a little better. It helps you to understand certain aspects of your consciousness and your thinking and yourself that you don't notice in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So I would say if take up meditation. Another thing that can help you to prepare to astral travel is thinking about your dreams, trying to recall your dreams when you wake up in the morning. Don't simply wake up and begin your day. Give yourself 5 to 10 minutes and think. Try to remember a dream and think about it. Think about if it has any importance in your life. So try dream recall. Try meditation. But you can go ahead and try to astral travel without those things. You might be successful. It's simple. Fall asleep and leave your body. Just fall asleep and leave your body. I'm giving you a simple explanation, because when it comes right down to it, that's all you're doing. But here are the details. Lay flat, lay to your side, it doesn't matter how you lay, and just relax. Try to not be focusing on anything too hard, but also don't try to clear everything from your mind, because that can become a distraction in itself. But just relax. However, stay alert and cognizant of the states of mind that you're slowly going into, and try to decipher when you are about to go and fall into sleep. When you enter sleep, your whole body goes into a paralysis, as most people know, and you can't move physically anymore. You'll begin to notice that if you pay really keen attention to your body and to your mind as you're falling into sleep. It's at the point that your body becomes paralyzed, and when your mind starts seeing images and stuff when you fall asleep, when you first start seeing those things, that you can leave your body. What you want to do is remain conscious into sleep. And you don't really want to fall asleep, but you want to catch this point right in between falling asleep and being asleep. And then try to literally leave your body. Like, rise up out of your body. I call it waking up out of your body, because it's as if your physical body has fell asleep and your astral body has awakened. So really that's it. Don't be afraid. For some reason, when you leave your body, it doesn't matter how far away you went, you'll come right back to your body when your body wakes up. But check it out.
Well, I believe that's all for this episode. I certainly hope that you found it to be informative and that you will consider what we've talked about here. What's that you say? It wasn't a conversation because only I was talking? Okay, don't be upset if you think that I can't hear what you're thinking. Well, we've just got to set that straight, because I can hear what you're thinking. This is the Distract and Disable program. It's mental radio. Mental radio. But let me tell you what isn't mental radio. That's WGXC. And especially the WGXC archive. You can only hear that by going on the internet. So, go to WGXC.org. and search for distract and disable to find and reactivate all the other conversations we've had over the years. By we, I mean us. I mean everyone. And I'm sure there must have been something you missed. And of course, the Distract and Disable blog is always open for your perusing. There's lots of pieces to the puzzle there. So puzzle it. Until next time, I have been and will remain your anonymous host and your gracious host and your host who will bring you toast or something, whatever you like. Coffee? Maybe not coffee. Water. Glass of water. A glass of water and a bowl of mush. Believe me, it's better than nothing. Until next time, signing off.